collaborative,
part of the community.
The next idea.
You need to be awake and take actions to make sure the things that matter to you and the impacts that you want to see in the world actually happen. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that.
I want to read something that our next guest wrote, and I quote, "School gardens seem like a great idea. Teachers get to reinforce key concepts in science and math. Students get hands-on experiences with healthy food. And everyone gets to eat homegrown snacks at the end of a few months. Sounds good, right?" Wrong. Those words from our latest contributor to The Next Idea. She is Lisa Oliver King. She's the founder of Our Kitchen Table. It's a Grand Rapids-based nonprofit. It advocates for health and food nutrition for low-income African-American residents. And considering that title and everything Our Kitchen Table does, it might sound odd, Lisa, that you're not such a huge fan of school gardens. Explain.
Well, Our Kitchen Table has been involved with doing school gardens, particularly with the Grand Rapids Public Schools, whose student population, probably 90% or more, are in the free and reduced lunch program. And the requirements around that is there has to be a dedicated classroom. They have to have access to a water source and all of these things. And inevitably, as we go through the school years, there's a loss of interest. We show up with our food garden coach, and students may not be available. There are just challenges around it, which really lends itself to it's more of a project as opposed to build the capacity around looking at our food system and making some transformative changes around that.
Right. In your piece, you say, quote, "It's the sad truth that just planting a school garden doesn't really help communities deal with larger systemic issues, and that actually most school gardens end up failing."
That's true. We're either brought in to help clean the garden up that was started several years ago and abandoned, or a teacher has a great idea around, let's show students how a tomato grows. And, you know, that's good in and of itself, and we want students to see how food is grown. But that doesn't deal with the fact that if that child is in a food insecure environment, they're still going home to a food insecure environment. So we have a much deeper issue.
Because we know that there are communities, and many in majority African-American communities, where there just isn't that access to healthy, affordable food. Sometimes people call them food deserts.
Yes, and we hate that term, food desert, to be quite honest with you, because,
yeah,
number one, a desert is an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. It's a living, breathing ecosystem. It has rattlesnakes. It has cactus. So it does not equate to absence of good, nutritious food.
Mm.
And so the reality is, like here where I'm at in Grand Rapids, we really have a fairly resource-rich community as it relates to having access to food, but not necessarily having access to healthy and nutritious food. There's lots of great programming happening around food. Our Kitchen Table, we do a PowerPoint and we show all the different agencies from government to hospitals to community clinics to grocery stores that are involved in providing healthy food, and yet families are talking about being hungry. More importantly, families are malnourished because the foods they're getting usually is a high-calorie product that has a lot of fat, sugar, and salt in it.
So, Lisa, you know, like we were talking about, this idea of school gardens at first feels very wholesome, very good, right? Kids getting their fingers in the dirt, getting outside. So you have taken this idea, though, and really gone deeper. So tell me a little bit about what Our Kitchen Table is doing. Tell me about this next idea.
Oh, okay. You know, I am struggling with this here because Our Kitchen Table is doing good programming like many programs that are happening within Grand Rapids as well as within our state. We have focused on a strategy of helping households and schools to grow their own garden. We do a container gardening approach because it's a demonstration garden. Just getting folks introduced to, like you said, having their hands in the soil and seeing the plant grow into flowers and seeing the flowers turn into fruits and vegetables, and also being able to grow herbs and edible flowers. We do that with having a food garden coach, a person who has grown for a number of years, who will come in and teach that family that they do not have a brown thumb, but they do have a green thumb. And they grow their own food, and we show them how to weed, how to water, how to fertilize. We provide them with all of those things. In addition to that, we also have a cooking coach that will come in and work with families. So the next new idea, it's a struggle for me because we do have great activities, programming that we have happening in community, and yet we're struggling around transformation as it relates to really understanding what are the root causes of food insecurity and how can we change that within individual households as well as collective citizens working together to make sure that we see changes around health disparities that are in community.
So, Lisa, school gardens, but also this idea of going deeper, this is something that's happening in communities throughout the state. So what is the next idea for you? I mean, is it bringing these sort of groups together to create sort of this next idea or something bigger?
You know, I think that's the question. There is great programming happening. You know, I'm going to pat our kitchen table on the back. The women that I work with, they do wonderful work as food garden coaches or cooking coaches. They've helped us to do great activities, great programming. And if you look throughout the state, you will see similar outcomes. But we struggle around creating impact. And so that's the question, because if we look at all of this great programming that's happening and we still have families who are insecure around food, families who are challenged around health issues, whether we're looking at chronic disease like diabetes or obesity, or being malnourished, we're missing the ball. We're missing the dots. We're not connecting the dots. We're missing it somewhere. And so I have to say that that's still questionable what the next new ideal is, because I feel like we haven't reached our goal yet.
Is that something, though, that's fixable? I mean, in a perfect world, is it money? Is it systemic poverty? Is it healthcare? I mean, do you have an idea of what the problems are that need fixing to be able to get there? Or do sometimes they just feel so huge and almost unmanageable?
You know, I'm going to say for me, for our kitchen table, it feels so huge and unmanageable. The reality is we are making strides as it relates to healthcare. We are challenging and making strides as it relates to systemic poverty, but we have to be honest with ourselves. It still exists. And regardless of starting pantries and introducing more farmers markets and having better food in grocery stores, I mean, let's be real. Talking about food is everywhere. Whether you're looking at programming on television, I mean, Hell's Kitchen, talking about food and healthy food and preparation of food, it's everywhere. It's there. It's in front of us. And yet, when we look at the number of families that are struggling, regardless of race, regardless of income, we're missing something. And I think we need to be honest around that. Our kitchen table is very fortunate to be funded by the Kellogg Foundation. In fact, we were one of the first organizations on the west side of the state to be funded to address this issue. And we are appreciative of those dollars, and we believe that we have demonstrated really great outcomes. But when our grant dries up, what did we leave families with? How did we make a change in those neighborhoods? And that's what I want to be measured by. We have seen families say to us, because of your programming, we have approached our neighborhood store, and now they have healthier food items, and we are bringing more families into that store. That's what we want to be measured by. And the reality around that is that from outcomes to coming to that kind of change takes a lot of time and relationship building and understanding that you're going to backslide and start over again and backslide and start over again, but we got to get it right because we're all at stake.
Lisa Oliver King is the founder of Our Kitchen Table, a Grand Rapids-based nonprofit. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can read Lisa's essay and the essays of all of our The Next Idea contributors. Just head over to michiganradio.org and click the link that says The Next Idea.